On FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Scientists say they've discovered how the body's immune system could be used to tackle cancer. If successful, it could lead to new methods that might eventually replace treatments such as chemotherapy and radiotherapy. Dr. Sergio Quezada is one of the experts leading the study.
What we hope is stronger, more powerful responses with much lower toxicities or no toxicities, hopefully. But that's what we're hoping for. The logic of the treatment and what we learned through this work tell us that the response will be much more specific than anything we have tried so far.
KMFM News.
Pre-planned operations at some of Kent's hospitals have been cancelled as they try and cope with an unprecedented demand on emergency services. Since Christmas, the Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells NHS Chest Trust has cancelled around 400 planned surgeries. Bosses say they're trying to get services back to normal as soon as possible and have apologised to patients. Around 1 in 7 11-year-olds in the UK has had at least one drink of alcohol, according to a new study. They found those whose mothers drank heavily were 80% more likely to drink, and boys were more likely to than girls. Parents outside Wainscott Primary in Medway says it gives children the wrong impression, though.
They'll probably feel that it'd be all right to do it on a daily basis when they're older, and it's not, and obviously it's bad for your health.
It's stupid to be giving a child alcohol at that age. The laws are there for a reason at the end of the day.
There's a certain age limit for children to have alcohol, and that's where it should stay.
More than 3,500 people have signed a petition calling on Kent County Council to withdraw its support for a new Thames crossing to Essex from Gravesend. The signatures have been collected by campaign group A Bridge Too Far and handed in at County Hall in Maidstone. It'll be discussed at a meeting of environment and transport bosses next week.
KMFM News.
A man's been taken to hospital after reportedly being attacked in Whitstable. Police were called to claims of a disturbance at a house in Grimthorpe Avenue just after 6:15 last night. A 43-year-old woman's been arrested on suspicion of assault. Events are getting underway across Kent as part of a campaign urging us to clean for the Queen ahead of her 90th birthday. Kieran has a special report for the update.
Well, I'm at one of those events in Sittingbourne where a handful of keen volunteers are armed with litter pickers, gloves and plastic bags. As you say, their aim is to help get the county looking its best in time for the Queen's 90th birthday celebrations in June. Now, this clean-up event I'm at has been arranged by the Rotary Club of Sittingbourne Invicta, who will be holding several more events over the weekend. I'm joined by Richard Joy from there, who's in the middle of clearing up things like food packaging, plastic bottles and even car tyres. So, Richard, tell me why you've signed yourself up for this.
Well, being a Rotarian and part of the local community, what better way than to give some service, volunteer on a lovely day and help to clean for the Queen.
Nearly 200,000 people across the UK are giving up their time to clean for the Queen, including schools, community clubs and more than 200 local authorities. John, I can see you're doing your best to try and clear as much waste as possible. Why do you feel it's so important people across Kent do the same?
Well, as Rotarians, we're doing our bit. I think Kent looks better, it's safer, happier, and at the end of the morning I go home feeling a lot better for doing a bit of voluntary work.
It's now hoped the streets of Kent and the rest of the country will be ready in time to give the Queen the ultimate 90th birthday gift.
And a severe weather warning has been issued for ice in Kent from midnight tonight up until 9 tomorrow morning. Forecasters say rain or sleet is likely to fall onto frozen ground with a risk of ice on untreated surfaces.
KMFM Sport with Home Plus Furniture. Quality, value and choice in Ashford, Maidstone and Medway. HomePlusFurniture.com.
Tennis and Andy Murray is just about to get Great Britain's Davis Cup title defence underway in Birmingham. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, Murray's up against Taro Daniel in the opening match of their first round tie with Japan. He's had a month off from playing competitively since his baby girl was born, but says he's happy to be back.
Obviously, I have to go back to playing at some stage, and it's been good to be here with all the guys again after you know, a few months away from everyone.
Dan Evans takes on world number 6 Kei Nishikori following that match. Football, and Gillingham's leading scorer is set to miss the next 6 weeks through injury. Bradley Dack suffered a hamstring strain during their 2-1 defeat at Chesterfield last weekend. The Jills are also without John Egan, Doug Loft and Cody McDonald, and head to Scunthorpe this weekend looking to end a run of 3 defeats. Meantime, England will play home games away from Wembley for the first time in 9 years as part of their preparations for Euro 2016. The homes of Manchester City and Sunderland will host friendlies against Turkey and Australia respectively in May. That'll be followed by a match against Portugal at Wembley in June.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.